Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. Raheem Morris, Zach Robinson, coaching staff, speaking up at Flowery Branch. We'll let you hear a little bit of what the offensive coordinator had to say about how they're going to get this thing fixed. Mark Schlereth going to join us, Odyssey NFL insider, every Wednesday at 1:20. Get his thoughts on certainly where the Falcons are at right now. He was on the call for Fox last weekend when the Patriots beat the Browns, so he just got done calling them over the weekend, so he can tell us a bit more about those guys, and we'll get his thoughts on the other big stories in the NFL as well, and an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40.
They had this interesting, it was on ESPN.com, and they did like a little profile on Haynes King.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see that? He was talking about after the Georgia game last year. Like, that was pissing blood.
Yep.
He was getting the hell knocked out of
him. He sure was.
Damn sure was, boy.
That's
what makes your teammates love you.
That and your fans.
Yes.
Like, those are the stories that make you legendary.
That dude is a freaking stud.
He's a freaking stud. After that, like, this year obviously had to go well with the expectation and him coming back and all that stuff to really solidify it. But, like, after what he had done leading into this year, he felt to me like he was already kind of being viewed as kind of an all-time Georgia Tech guy.
Yeah, man.
What he's doing right now, like, he's putting his name up there with the legends of legends.
Yes.
And that program's got some legends, man.
Yes, they do.
Like,
yes, they do.
Some of the biggest names in the history of college football. That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you know, and who knows what this season might become. I mean, the sky's the limit at this point.
As long as they don't have a trip up, they should be playing Georgia undefeated.
That's right.
Yeah,
they
should be playing Georgia undefeated.
That's exactly right. They could go to 9-0 for the first time in a bazillion years if they beat NC State on Saturday night, which they should. NC State 4-4. Tech favored by 5.5 in that one. And, yeah, like the rest of the schedule is favorable. And then you got Georgia here in Atlanta and then likely an ACC championship game appearance. And then, you know, hopefully a college football playoff appearance as well. Like, I mean, it's pretty crazy, especially coming from where it was.
Right.
Like, the Jeff Collins nonsense of all the 404, had, the culture,
had,
and all that
But
crap.
He had the Waffle House Cup,
it
Andy.
It was just so
he was
lame.
He was eating at Waffle House.
Performative.
With the blue carpet.
Yeah.
And go play some damn football.
Can you block?
Rick Key looked like he probably ripped that damn blue carpet up with his hands.
Can you? Because he was on that staff.
Yes.
Like, can you imagine?
Yes.
Like, obviously, you got whatever. He's the coach. Yeah, so, that's it. We're going to make it work. Imagine the thought bubbles on Brent Key when he was listening to that stuff.
What the hell are you talking about, dude?
This is the stupidest. Because he is ultimate no-nonsense.
Yes.
Like, he won't suffer. Like, you thought that question that was asked to the Dodgers thing was bad. You could ask Brent Key a good question, and he's going to make you feel like an idiot. Like, that guy, yeah, man. He's a football guy.
He's a football guy.
He is a flat out football guy.
But
and
no,
his,
he, I
his
mean,
team might be 9-0 on Saturday.
Yeah,
night.
I mean, but the quarterback, he's unreal, man. He is a freaking, when you talk the warrior, whatever you want to call it, that's what he is, man. And the thing about him, he don't stop. He just goes, all right, let me get up. Oh, you want to run the same play again, Buster? All right, let's run that. I know I just got hit by all 12 guys.
Great, run it.
Run it.
Yeah, man, the legend of Haynes King continues to grow.
Run it.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
Run it.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
We probably should have just stuck to the same thing because we know we can execute that at a high level. So, obviously, that's coaching, play calling, execution, all that stuff meshed together. And so, you know, but we do feel like we have the right answers. We feel like we got the right run schemes to get those things going. Like I said, we have so many banked reps of wide zone that, you know, you talk to, again, other opponents, and they're feared of that, of course. So, you know, we just got to execute, got to get the bodies on the bodies, and then play from there.
That's what it is, though.
That's the Falcons offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson. AKA public enemy number one in Atlanta this week. Yeah, sure. Sure.
That's what it is, though. I mean, in
but like, you know, that was last week and the week before.
Yeah.
He knows. I mean,
it's execution.
Cool.
I keep saying it. It's execution. No matter what. Yes. Falcons are going to run the wide damn zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know this. They're going to run to the short side. They're going to run to the wide side. That's what they're going to run.
Why are you not executing it very well?
Because you're not blocking well.
I know, but that's execution.
Yes, that's execution.
That's what I mean. Those guys. That's what I mean. Everybody. I don't just mean why is Bijan not running 8 yards up the field.
Yes.
Why are the guys that are out in the wide zone blocking not blocking it well? You know what I mean?
Yes.
That you can't just be like, yeah, the play didn't work because we didn't execute. I know. Why didn't you execute?
Yes, because maybe the body's not hat on a hat. Maybe they're not getting up to the second level. Maybe the guy's beating them across their face.
Right.
All these different things.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of different reasons why it doesn't work, but like it's just always tough when that's the answer. It's like, well, now we know that. That's just another way of saying it didn't work.
Right.
Why didn't it work?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I just told you why it's not working.
Yeah, right. You did.
Yeah.
You did. He didn't.
Oh. Okay. All right.
He didn't.
Okay.
We have the answers.
Yeah.
What is the answer? We have to execute. Yeah. Okay. All right. Got it.
But when have you ever heard anybody go into more in depth?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. You can't make it better in a press conference.
Yeah.
All that's going to happen is when you hear the guy who you're mad at talk, you're going to get more mad about it.
You're all the way in. Look at you. You're like still no faith, huh?
What?
I said you're out.
Out of what?
Meaning that you're upset with them still. We haven't moved on yet.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not – I was never upset.
I mean, you haven't moved – you're still thinking about last game.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's Wednesday.
I know. It's time to get ready for Sunday.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it's time to get ready for Sunday.
But, like, yeah, I'm still thinking about the game they played last weekend
that we're talking about.
I don't think it's about thinking about what happened last. I think it's about gearing up for what's about to happen.
Well, gearing up
I don't know what's about to happen.
Okay. Surprise me, Randy.
If you're going to gear up for what's going to happen, thinking it's going to go bad, then are you going to watch the game then?
I don't know. Well, of course I'm going to watch the game because it's my job to talk about it. Whether they win or lose is irrelevant.
But no, what I'm saying is I'm not talking about
to me being here at 11 on Monday.
I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm just talking about the person that is saying what AJ said.
Well, I'm going to be hosting a watch party out there. So
that's what I'm saying. Like,
of course they're going to watch it, Randy.
If you're already anticipating this.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Surprise me. They could surprise.
Well, if they do this long enough, that will happen. And I hope that doesn't happen because then we won't be doing this anymore. But the people that watch on Sunday have been through it.
Yes.
So they're going to keep showing up at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
But of course they expect it to go bad. But my thing is like, it's on to damn New England.
Well, that was kind of about New England. It's about how are you going to do it better on Sunday?
Yes. Going to execute.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Would you want a pinpoint of how they're going to do it?
That'd be great.
But they're not, when have they ever done that?
I know they're not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When they ever done that?
I don't.
They don't do that.
Right. I don't think Vrabel's listening to his press conference to try to take notes anyway.
Again,
that's fine.
Again, you never know.
You never know.
You never know, man.
You never know.
These coaches are some damn weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
They're some damn weirdos. They think anything they could get. Oh, he said and twice.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I get it. They don't have time to be worried about what happened on Sunday because they got to worry about what's going to happen this coming Sunday. I'm coming at it from the perspective of someone who's not playing in either of those games.
Right.
So where I'm at mentally is irrelevant.
Right.
Because I'm not blocking, tackling, thank God. Otherwise, they'd lose by a lot more than 30 against the Dolphins and the Panthers. Yeah, Falcons fans are still thinking about Sunday.
Okay.
Falcons fans are thinking about 1981. Man, like that's what fans do. They carry the crap around with them, the baggage. Hopefully they give us something to be happy about
Let's hope so.
The last 2 weeks have been real bad.
They've been bad.
Yeah, they've been real bad.
You would not get any argument from me about the severity of how bad it was, especially last week. Again, we talked about it on Monday. If you want to say the worst losses of the year, they have two of them.
They have the two.
Yeah, they have two of them. Now, Maybe Green Bay losing to the Browns, maybe.
Maybe.
They're somewhere. Yeah. Obviously, but no, this is awful because, like, you got your ass kicked in both of them. It wasn't even close, Bunk. It wasn't one of them things where, like you said, you missed field goal or something. No, you got thoroughly smacked.
That's why the explanation being so simplistic is so frustrating because it clearly isn't. Like, if that was it, then you would have just fixed it. Like, you got the one wake-up call a month ago.
Right.
Like, if
was it a wake-up call?
Of course not. It wasn't. It was a reality check, is what it was.
Okay, that you weren't as good as you thought you were.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Right.
It was that, unfortunately, this football team is not as good as we hoped that they would be.
Right.
You don't have the extreme performances that this football team has had this year if you're truly a good football team. They're capable of good performances.
Yes,
of course they are.
We've seen it.
They beat the Bills on Monday night.
We've seen it.
But we've also seen them have losses that are so embarrassing that when the gap between your best and your worst is that wide and you've done the worst more times than you've done the best, and there's not an obvious explanation for it, like, you know, it was a short week, or I know Kirk Cousins played and Drake London didn't play. And if Penix can go on Sunday and Drake can, hopefully that helps bridge that gap a little bit. But when we've played seven games and two of them are that awful,
they're bad.
Kind of tells you what you need to know.
It tells you what you need to know is that if this team, whether there's no perfect game, but this team has to stick to their formula. They can't win without the formula, meaning if they can't run, they can't win.
That's right.
And that's not good.
Right.
That's not good because teams are going to make you play left-handed or however, whatever you want to do.
That's what's happening right now in the NFL. Teams are figuring out what other teams do their best.
And they take it away.
And then they're taking it away. And over the last couple of weeks, Zach Robinson has had what they do best offensively taken away from him, and he hasn't been able to react to it.
Nope.
So, of course, he's going to tell us they have the answers because he still has the job. And, of course, Raheem's going to tell us he has confidence in him because he still has the job.
Yep.
They can't take the podium and, like Brent Key, when Jeff Collins was saying all that stuff about Waffle House, if you asked him about it, he probably would have said,
"Yeah, man,
I got scattered and whatever." Exactly. But in his mind, he was like, "This blankety blank." Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's people over there feeling like that or not, but I wouldn't be surprised
if there are. Right now, there are.
Of course,
there are. You get to a point where, it can be to a standpoint where you're just like, okay. Nobody wants to hear that. And I think sometimes as a coach, you're like, okay, let me say something different than what I've been saying. Because right now, you're at a situation where you're coming off of two bad losses, and one just extremely bad loss. And I understand the confidence level of your fan base and everything, where it is. It is what it is. You're still pissed off. And I would never, and I keep saying, make sure I repeat that. I'm not saying you shouldn't be mad. I'm not saying people shouldn't be thinking about Sunday. That's fine. But my thing is the focus should be on this Sunday because you got an opportunity to right wrong.
I'm sure it is.
That's my thing.
I'm sure it is.
That's my thing. I think that just comes through the different mindset.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because you're in there.
Yes.
You're in there thinking about trying to make it better on Sunday.
Yes.
And I hope that's what they do.
Yes.
And if they do, next week we'll talk about that. But right now I'm still talking about Miami.
Yeah.
Because that happened.
That's the last thing that happened. But that did happen. But yet you still, again, different mindset, different thought processes behind how the hell you just move on and get ready for it, because nothing that you did last week is going to get you ready for this week.
And this is where I probably need to get better at this job, but, like, I can't say anything all that interesting about what hasn't happened yet.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
I can say lots of interesting stuff about what has happened.
But what haven't we said about that there's more?
Oh, there's more. Oh, Randy, you ain't heard nothing yet, my friend. We could do all 3 hours, all 5 days on it, and I wouldn't run out of stuff to say about what that performance was.
Enjoy Dukes and Bells for a special edition.
I'm a thesaurus when it comes to this.
Tomorrow, as they broadcast live from Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta, come stock up for the weekend while joining Dukes and Bells. They preview this week's big weekend.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
from college football and pro football matchup. That's Dukes and Bell live Thursday, 2 to 6 at Metro Bottle on Myra Etta Boulevard.
Mark Schlereth will join us next. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Get his thoughts on what went wrong against the Dolphins, how the Falcons could fix it against the Patriots as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.